Good afternoon, Exotic Fat. This is Emily.
Hi, Emily. My name's Melody. I'm calling out because last week I brought my guinea pig in bento because she was, like, straining and having a bit of issues weeing. And the vet looked at her, said she could potentially have a UTI or bladder stones. At the time, she wasn't displaying any issues and she actually seemed to be on meds. So she gave her some painkillers. And I've just been keeping an eye on her, and she's been normal, completely fine, until yesterday she started straining again. They had prescribed me some antibiotics and painkillers that I was potentially going to pick up last week. I think it was Wednesday, but decided just to keep an eye on her, see how she went, because she was fine.
Right.
She gave me, like, some painkillers.
Yep.
I didn't use until yesterday at about 10 o'clock because she really seemed to be straining and being in quite a bit of pain. So I was wondering if I'd be able to pick up the antibiotics and pain medication this afternoon.
I'll just have to check because
yes.
Given it's been a week, things may have changed with her condition. So the antibiotics that we've got might not do anything. So the vet may want to see her again.
Right.
I just pop you on hold and I'll just double check.
Yeah, you can ask.
Thank you for calling The Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the unfortunate event that they escape your care. Please inquire about this service when you come off hold. Have you recently purchased a new pet and would like to know the best options for its care? We give advice on dietary requirements, housing, environmental considerations, and integration into your family as part of our routine health check examination. We will also examine your pet's feces for parasites and complete a physical examination during your visit. You are free to ask as many questions as you like, and we appreciate the option for family members to attend the visit with your new pet. The Exotics Vet is pleased to offer in-house blood analysis for both sick and healthy pets, routine and non-routine surgery options, and clinical management of your pet during illness in our purpose-designed clinic. We also offer in-house options for X-ray and ultrasound assessment, should your pet require it. If you have any questions regarding the health of your pet, please ask us when you come off hold. Thank you for calling The Exotics Vet. We appreciate your patience as your call is important to us. Thank you for calling The Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the unfortunate event that they escape your care. Please inquire about this service when you come off hold. Have you recently purchased a new pet and would like to know the best options for its care? We give advice on dietary requirements, housing, environmental considerations, and integration into your family as part of our routine health check examination. We will also examine your pet's feces for parasites and complete a physical examination during your visit. You are free to ask as many questions as you like, and we appreciate the option for family members to attend the visit with your new pet. The Exotics Vet is pleased to offer in-house blood analysis for both sick and healthy pets, routine and non-routine surgery options, and clinical management of your pet during illness in our purpose-designed clinic. We also offer in-house options for X-ray and ultrasound assessment, should your pet require it. If you have any questions regarding the health of your pet, please ask us when you come off hold. Thank you for calling The Exotics Vet. We appreciate your patience as your call is important to us. Thank you for calling The Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the
Thank you so much for holding. So yeah, look, you can come and pick up the medication, but we didn't get a urine sample, so we can't exactly say that we're treating a UTI because we don't
have that
evidence. So
we can
pick up the medication. We can't say that it's going to treat it. If it is a bladder stone, it's not going to do anything.
Make
comfortable, but the stone won't be going anywhere.
Yeah, understandable. And there's no real way to really tell sign-wise the difference.
Tell
the difference, like in her symptoms, as to which it could
not
be.
Not without diagnostics.
No. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
The concern is that if it's a bladder stone and it's left untreated, they can die from the shock of trying to pass it.
Right, okay,
And it can become very serious very quickly, and then surgical intervention is the only other option.
Okay, and it just per se it was a bladder stone, what's the kind of treatment from there?
It just depends. These are all these are all questions that we'd get you to come in for a revisit and discuss with the vet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Okay. I'll have a bit of a think about it. Sorry, it's just I haven't really done this whole thing before, so it's a bit to think about.
It was discussed that for you to drop her off the day after she came in for the vet to get a urine collection, but we didn't get you to
she completely just came good, which was really strange.
When they're on medication, it can mask that because you're treating the symptoms,
Okay. And to revisit and get a urine sample, it's like the revisit 120 urine sample is like 70?
Yeah,
okay. And then from that, you'd be able to tell, what sort of bacteria, I guess, it is.
If it is a UTI, if it is a bladder stone, no, we can't do that without an x-ray.
Yeah. Okay, I'll have a think about it if it's okay, and I'll give you a call back.
Yeah, just give us a ring back ASAP. The longer we leave it, the more discomfort and,
Yeah, it's just I'm at work, so it's a bit tricky.
Absolutely.
So with the antibiotics, if I was to get them, and of course it's like we did it for say a week with the pain medication and it did fix it, is that something that you'd see within a week kind of thing? Is that something you'd see results within a week sort of thing? I think I vaguely remember someone saying that she needed to come in.
If it is in fact a true UTI,
yes,
then within about a week you will see a turnaround.
Yeah, and would I need to bring her in after that?
Yes, to make sure that everything's all cleared up.
Got you for a urine test.
Because otherwise, if you keep treating something with antibiotics that doesn't need antibiotics, you're going to get antibiotic resistant, and then that becomes even more expensive and even more dangerous. So.
Got you. Okay, that makes sense. Okay. Thank you for explaining it to me and your patients.
No, that's all good. Not a problem at all. And then, just give us a ring back with what you decide, okay?
Yes, thank you very much.
That's all right. Have a good afternoon.
Bye.
You too. Bye.
Bye.